Why we are here.
Xavier, is that you, honey?
Hi, Gran.
Hello, Xavier. How was school?
Fine.
And?
The last period was history. Boring! Why do we have to learn about a bunch of slaves? It was so long ago. Nothing to do with me.
But it has everything to do with you, Xavier. It explains why you, me, your father, all of us are here in Jamaica. Did you know that your great-great-great-grandfather John was brought here from West Africa when he was just 17 years old?
Yeah, Dad may have mentioned it about a million times. But why did they need the slaves here?
What did the teacher say?
Something about sugar?
That's right. People in Europe wanted more and more sugar. So the English thought they could make lots of money by selling sugar. In those days, Jamaica belonged to Britain, of course. And you know that sugar cane doesn't grow in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the more sugar they planted, the more workers they needed. Millions of slaves were brought here to work on the sugar plantations.
But why didn't they use the people that were already here? Why did they have to come from Africa?
Ah, good question. Normal workers had to be paid. Slaves worked for free.
So you spend no money on your workers, which means your profit is bigger, right? The teacher said something about a profit triangle. What was that all about?
Ah, it worked like this. Pay attention now, Xavier. The slaves, like our ancestor John, were taken to the Caribbean where they worked on the sugar plantations. The sugar was shipped from here to Europe, where it was sold. That money was used to buy things the English made in their factories, like cloth, for example. The cloth was shipped to West Africa, where it was used to buy slaves. See? One, slaves, Africa. Two, sugar, Jamaica. Three, factory goods, England. Slaves, sugar, factory goods. There's your triangle.
Okay, but Jamaica is not so big. Why did they need so many slaves? Millions, you said.
Because they died, Xavier.
Why?
First of all, the journey between Africa and Jamaica was terrible. Then, when they got here, they had to work terribly hard all the time. And there were all kinds of diseases they were not used to.
But great, great, great grandfather John survived, right?
Yes, because he was young and strong. He was lucky. Also, he had a friend, and they helped each other.
Is that them in that funny photograph in your room?
Yes. It was taken a long time ago, when both of them were already very old men. They stayed on the same sugar farm all their lives. But life was hard. They had almost no free time. They had no rights. They were whipped. Their children were taken away and sold to other farmers.
But why didn't they fight? Or run away? I would definitely have run away.
Oh, many did run away, but they were almost always caught again. John ran away once. My grandfather told me that he once saw the scars on his John's back from the whipping he got when they caught him.
Whipping? That's terrible.
It certainly was.
And all because of sugar.
Well, yes, but mainly, I think, because of money and greed.
So, if it wasn't for slavery, you, me, Dad, we'd all be living in West Africa now. Cool. But instead, we're here in Jamaica. Weird. If I still lived in Africa, I wonder if I would be near this...